Hello, my name is Daniela Galan, and I am a graduating senior of San Jose State University. I am graduating this semester, spring of 2020. So the following question for Spartan Speaks on COVID-19 is basically to communicate our story of the pandemic to the university. First and foremost, I would like to say that this pandemic for me, as for my family, has been very difficult. Never in history, well, never in 100 years, has it been recorded that we've gone through something like this in society. Personally, I've lost my job. I've had to revert to online classes. Everything has been very weird with what has been going on. I've been feeling very on edge with everything, not knowing what's going to happen next or what we will be limited or restricted to. Before this, I feel like I've taken a lot of things for granted that now that we are in this pandemic, I didn't realize I was lucky to have. For instance, my job. I would come home and complain that I was tired or I was ready to get paid better, and just this whole situation made me realize that, you know, sometimes people are even lucky to have a job, or, you know, people are lucky that sometimes they have their family united. Some people during this pandemic can't even see their family members, and sometimes we take hours for granted when we have them so close to us. Upon that, I also want to add that it's just been, it's been weird for me also in the matter that my health status, I've been pregnant during this whole pandemic. I found out a month before it began. So even going to the doctor to get a checkup has been weird. I was able to take my partner with me during the first couple of appointments, but now that the doctor offices are being very strict, it's just the patients that they're taking in. So with that, it's very scary, because it is my first baby, as a future mom, knowing that I might have to be in the delivery room by myself. I also don't know if I'm being exposed and if I might carry the disease. It's very scary to think that that might be a possibility as well. I think that this pandemic has really created a lot of tension and a lot of anguish in a lot of people, especially those who are sick. I've had my grandma get sick about 2 times and go to the hospital during this pandemic. And, you know, it's very, especially for elders, it's a very iffy situation because they're the most vulnerable as well. However, hopefully we can get something positive out of this. Hopefully, especially because my major is public health, hopefully, you know, we'll be able to make history as future public health professionals. And hopefully everything turns out to be more positive for us. And future Spartans will be able to look back at this moment and realize, like, wow, you know, we got through a pandemic which hasn't happened in so many years. But I would just like to say thank you to San Jose State for letting me have this experience too, of having great professors who have been so supportive during this whole pandemic, and for having the opportunity to still finish my degree. Although it's, you know, classes have been altered through this whole mess. But I will always be proud that I have attended this university, and I will always cherish every single memory that I've had these last 4 years. Thank you.